Palestinians have rallied in the West Bank city of Ramallah to protest the resumption of direct talks between the Palestinian Authority and Israel. The protesters slammed the Palestinian Authority for retreating from its earlier position and resuming talks before Israel halted its settlement expansion on occupied Palestinian land. Nigeria has eased the curfew earlier imposed on its second-largest city, Kano, following the return of relative calm. Friday's coordinated attacks in northern Nigeria claimed more than 160 lives. Boko Haram militants say they were behind the violence. In the U.S., Newt Gingrich has won the South Carolina Republican primary. Former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney came in second. Romney has conceded defeat. Former Pennsylvania Senator Rick Santorum and Texas Congressman Ron Paul took the rest of the ballots. Croatians are voting in a referendum on EU membership. A positive outcome will pave the way for the former Yugoslav Republic to become the EU's 28th member next year. Surveys show some 60% of Croatians back entry into the European Union. Finns are voting to choose a new president. Some 4.5 million people are eligible to vote. 8 candidates are competing for the top post. According to the latest opinion polls, Sauli Niinisto from the National Coalition Party is in the lead. The Italian Coast Guard has recovered another body from the capsized Costa Concordia. This raises the death toll to at least a dozen. The vessel struck a rock and ran aground more than a week ago. Over a dozen others are still unaccounted for. Islamic Republic of Iran Broadcasting World Service Director Mohammad Sarafraz says the West isn't able to silence alternative voices in the world of media anymore. This after Britain's media regulator Ofcom revoked Press TV's license. The move took the international English news channel off the air in the UK. And Australian anti-whaling activists and Japanese whalers have clashed in the Antarctic Ocean. The activists are attempting to prevent whalers from hunting whales by disrupting their movements. They hurled rotten butter and paint at the whalers, who retaliated by throwing sticks and tear gas at them.